Jesse entered the unmarked building and approached the desk, behind which sat a strikingly handsome young man dressed in a full-length white caftan, his yellow hair worn shoulder-length, and his large brown eyes agleam with mischief. He appeared to have a mouthful of gum, which he was chewing enthusiastically. He looked up when Jesse approached.
"Hello," he said, still chewing.
"Hi," Jesse said.
"In what way may I help you?"
"I'd like to see Mr. Fish," Jesse said.
"Do you have an appointment?"
"I don't."
"Mr. Fish isn't in."
Jesse didn't say anything.
The young man pulled a Kleenex from the box on his desk, turned sideways, and spit his gum into it. He dropped it into a wastebasket. Then he took a tube of lip gloss from his pocket and ran it over his lips. He looked up at Jesse as if he were seeing him for the first time.
"You're still here," he said. "I thought I told you that Mr. Fish wasn't in."
"You did, and in such a convincing way, too."
"I beg your pardon.
Have you a name?"
"A name?"
"Yes. What is it?"
"My name?"
"Exactly."
"Shenandoah."
"First or last?"
"I'm sorry?"
"Your name's Shenandoah?"
"Yes."
"Is that your first name or your last name?"
"Oh, I get it."
"Well?"
"Well, what?"
"First or last?"
"First."
"Good.
Shenandoah, would you be so kind as to tell Mr. Fish that I'm here?" "I vaguely remember already telling you that he wasn't in."
"We both know that's an untruth, don't we, Shenandoah?" Jesse said.
"I don't believe that I got your name," Shenandoah said.
"It's Jesse. Jesse Stone."
"Ah," he said, "Jesse Stone. Are you by any chance a lip reader, Jesse Stone?"
"A lip reader?"
"Yes."
"I can't rightly say that I am."
"Well, read my lips anyway," he said. "Mr. Fish isn't in."
"May I tell you something, Shenandoah?"
"Like what?"
"Something just between the two of us." Shenandoah nodded.
"Either you reach over and press that little button on the phone there and inform Mr. Fish that I'm here, or I'm going to cite you for obstructing a police officer in the performance of his duty and clap you in irons." Shenandoah stared at Jesse.
"Why didn't you say so?" he said.
Jesse pointed to the phone. Shenandoah picked it up and pressed the intercom button. He announced to whoever answered that Jesse Stone was here to see Mr. Fish. After several seconds, the buzzer on the door that led to Mr. Fish's office was activated.
"That was great fun, Shenandoah," Jesse said, winking at him. Then he pushed open the door and went inside.